I want to just share a Thanksgiving passage with you. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Psalm 103, the 103rd Psalm. Every family celebrates Thanksgiving a little bit differently. My family and I will gather on Thursday. I'll be at my mom and dad's house, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll pray. We'll eat a wonderful meal together, and we'll watch the Cowboys, because we live in Texas, amen. It's going to be great. Looking forward to a wonderful day together. There'll be a lot of conversations around the Thanksgiving table and around the TV. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about the church. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about politics this year. But I want to tell you about the most important conversation I plan to have on Thursday. And it's right here in Psalm 103. Look there at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The most important conversation I'll have on Thursday will happen probably long before I go to my mom and dad's. I'll pour a cup of coffee, find a quiet place. I'll skip my devotional schedule as usual for that day, and I'll open to some of these wonderful Thanksgiving psalms. And I'll have a conversation with myself. And do you know what I'll tell myself? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I've often told you that the most important preacher in your life is you. I only get to preach to you 3 to 4 times a week if I'm lucky. You get to preach to yourself hundreds of messages every single day. Here's a message you ought to speak into your soul on Thanksgiving Day. Bless the Lord. Before David instructs Israel to bless the Lord, before he tells the angels to instruct the Lord, in verse number 20, he tells himself, he speaks words into his own soul. Bless the Lord. David, why should I bless the Lord? He gives us here 5 reasons. He said, here's a good reason. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Here's a reason every person can thank the Lord on Thursday, whether you have a big family or small family, a lot of food or a little food. You can thank the Lord because He forgives sins. And not just a few, all. And take a trip with me back over the last 6 months of your life. This is a dark journey. I want you to think about the sins that you've committed. Every anxiety. Every angry word. Every dark secret. Every evil deed. And do you know what you write over all of those sins in red? Forgiven. You see, if there's ever been a time in your life you realized you were a sinner, that you were on your way to hell, but that God loved you and sent His Son to die for you, to die for your sins in your place on Calvary's cross, to bear your hell in 6 hours one Friday, and you believe that He was buried and that He rose from the grave, if there's ever been a time in your life when you turn from your sin and by faith put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and ask Him to save you, you know what you can say about every sin in your life, past, present, and future, it's forgiven forever. Praise the Lord. And I pray tonight that if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you will. Oh, the water of the baptistry can't save you. The bread and juice can't save you. Even a church as wonderful as Worth Baptist Church can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. And tonight you could ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Why should I be thankful? Well, because He's forgiven all mine iniquities. Here's another reason, David says, because He healeth all thine diseases. He says, is that really true? I know some people who I've been praying for a long time, and it doesn't look like they're going to be healed. And I know some people who it looks like from Earth's perspective have not been healed. So does He really heal all of our diseases? Well, this was a word of testimony from David, and I believe to a certain point in his life he could say, yes, God healed my diseases. But I think we can take a bigger perspective, can't we? Because the moment we see Jesus, all of our diseases will be healed. Every pain, every human sorrow, yes, even the sin-sick disease of our soul will be healed the moment we see Jesus. And we can thank the Lord for that, can't we? He says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. The word destruction there means a pit. You ever been in a pit? David had been. He'd narrowly escaped a lion and a bear and a giant. He had known what it had been to be in a cave and have a madman after him. By the time David writes this psalm, he's an old man and he's been through a lot in his life. Have you ever been in a pit? Then you can look back and say, I'm so glad Jesus brought me out of it. And by the way, for those of you in it right now, don't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long until he reaches down his hand and pulls you out. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. In another place, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know what I've heard tonight in these testimonies? Some people who have been crowned with the loving kindness and tender mercies of God. One more reason. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Earlier I asked you to take a trip 6 months in your past and think about all your sins. Take just a moment to think back on the last 6 months and all its satisfactions. Every laugh, every hug, every kiss, every good meal, every encouraging word with a friend that came your way, all of that came from God. That's what James said. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. Do you believe that? That every good thing that's happened over in your life over the last 6 months, every good thing that's happened in your life as long as you have lived and as long as you will live has been a gift from God. So here's what I want you to do Thursday morning, early. I want you to pour yourself a cup of coffee if you drink it. Open your Bible and read some Psalms. And speak a word to your soul. What should you say to your soul? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And if your soul reminds you of all your pains and all your problems and all your burdens, and we all have them tonight, then remind your soul about His benefits and His blessings. Our Father in heaven, we are grateful and we have every reason to bless the Lord. And let it sink down deep into our souls. Let your mercy and goodness wash over us tonight. And help us to realize whether we have a lot or a little, many friends to celebrate with on Thanksgiving or just a few, that you've been far better to every one of us than we deserve. And Thanksgiving is truly and really about blessing you. And thank you for the time that we're about to have. If there's someone here that's never made the matter of their soul's salvation absolutely certain, I pray they do it even right now. That from right where they sit, they would acknowledge their sinners and that they need a Savior, that they would call on Jesus to save. Lord, as we go into the Lord's Supper, we're mindful tonight that we don't want to take it unworthily, that it's a great sin to have unconfessed sin in our lives and partake of the bread and the juice. So, Lord, search us and know us. Try us and see if there be any wicked way in us. And I pray that tonight, even right before we take the Lord's Supper, there would be a revival in our soul and we get thoroughly right with you. Thank you again for the wonderful testimonies. How my heart has been lifted up. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.